independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
When you are given immunity, that means that you probably committed a crime.
Well, did you, Mr. Flynn? Commit crime? What crime he committed, I do not know. I don't know if he committed any crime. But yes, when you ask for immunity, it's usually because you've got something you want to spill. And damn it, I'm going to tell other people and I don't want you guys coming after me. You want the story? What you going to give me? That's what immunity's about. First person in gets the best deal. Everybody else is on their own. Flynn looks like he's going to be the first one in. Again, most of you out there could be Errol Flynn. You wouldn't know. Right? I don't think it hurts the president long term, but short term, I think there's a struggle. Short term, I do believe there is a struggle. And the reason is, it undermines his authority. All of this stuff swirling around to him undermines his authority. It takes away from what he's trying to do day in and day out because there's always some other drama. It's ridiculous. It's frustrating. And it's also toxic. So, I mean, this is ridiculous. This is frustrating. He learned last week a valuable lesson in politics. Here's the thing. We as a country have always said what? We wish we'd had somebody who's a CEO who would run the country. Somebody who comes in and runs it like a business. Lo and behold, Donald Trump has come in. Here's the thing, though, and an important thing that was left out in that equation. Donald's not a publicly traded business. He's got a private business. CEOs have to run large corporations where they deal with other decision makers who at times can have the power to stop them from doing certain things. Shareholders, board of directors. He's never had that. Oh, he's got those things, but those are kind of in name only, right? Like Prince Harry and Prince William. And really, Prince is like, you know, I mean, they're no different than Prince, except for they're alive. Right? Even the Queen's kind of in name only. It's neat, you're the Queen, but you don't really have any ruling power. He didn't have that. Last week was very eye-opening for him. He looked around and, again, he's not a legislator. He's the executive branch. He doesn't legislate, but he did all he possibly could. But what he realized is you may want to move at the speed of business that you're used to. You may want to be fast. You may want to be nimble. You may want to just say, let's get it done. Don't worry about the details. Let's just knock it out. But you're on other people's turf. These people look at you as a part-timer. That's what you are. You're a part-timer. Period. They're thinking about their next election, and then their next election, and then their next election, and then their next election, and they would like to go out at 75, having served 30-plus years or 40 years. You may be there for. You're in their bushes and you're peeing there and they don't like it. Now, you're used to being a CEO that gets his way. You're used to being a CEO that was able to go, I want to hear what people have to say. And then people would say this, this, and this. And then you would make the ultimate decision. You don't have that power. Oh, yeah, the buck stops with you, but we've heard it from Bush. We've heard it from Clinton. We've heard it from Bush. We've heard it from Obama. What's the one thing they all say? You think you got a lot of power, and then you realize you get checked. You get checked. Yes, we want a CEO. And yes, I think he has all of the opportunity, all of the makeup to get these things done that he wants to get done. But he's going to have to do something which is tremendously tough in a world that is slow moving, is archaic with their rules and the way that they act, and is not really worried about what your life is like today, but how they'll be elected tomorrow. He's going to have to change Washington. How many times have we heard people go there thinking they're going to change Washington, and then what ends up happening? Washington changes them. Washington changes them. It happens. Very much so. There's like, what, 10 or 15 congressmen or senators you can name? And there's hundreds you've never even seen before. You don't know anything. They're there. They're there to vote. They're told what to do, how to do it, when to do it by these powerful men and some powerful women. And that's it. These other people are the rock stars. You're warming the bench. You're the opening act before the crowd starts to really get there and right before the comedian who's right before the opening act who's right before the rock star. He's going to have to change Washington. And he's realizing that these people aren't giving. Your billions of dollars mean nothing to these guys because you are on equal footing as far as they're concerned. A lesson learned. That's why he's bringing his daughter in. That's why he's bringing Jared Kushner in, even though they had a spat last week. I think Jared Kushner said, nothing's getting done. I'm leaving. I think he realized. I think he was the only one who's realized these people aren't going to do anything. And producer Phil was saying earlier, something that I think would be great, and we've talked about it before. What if he walks in 2 years from now and says, you know what? I'm done. You can have it. These people don't care about you. Doesn't matter what's next to the name, R or D. They're liars. Their only thing they care about is their reelection and the money that they can get. They use you and abuse you. That may go further. Like, how would you look at him then if he walked in and did that? And said, I'm out. He's done a couple things wrong. I know, and I'm going to get some hate towards me. He doesn't have anybody. And the reason that I thought Newt Gingrich would have been a great vice president is because he gets it. Stands. He knows ins and outs. He knows where the bodies are buried. He understands how politics works. He doesn't have politics around him. He has family. He has the Steve Bannons of the world. He has, yes, he's got people who are in politics, but not the way you need somebody who's a mover and a shaker, who can go over there, who can twist arms, who can deal make, who can be all things that need to be done. Remember, when he is doing business for himself, it's really about himself. There's no buck stops with the board of directors and the shareholders and the stockholders. And no, none of that. Trump does his own thing because he can. And when you surround yourself with yes, men and women and people who don't understand the ins and outs and you think you're going to come in and change, I think what he found out last week is if you're going to change it, it's going to be a little bit more subtle and you're going to have to surround yourself with a couple people who have an idea of how to work these people. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. Chat at ChatBensonShow.com. You can text the program, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. Ladies, this is for you. Lady! You forget, too. It's not just guys, right? You forget sometimes, too, it's your anniversary. You forget your husband or your boyfriend's birthday. You forget your mom's, or you forget. We all forget. It's not just guys. It's not. And sometimes you may need to do some of this just in the name of your husband. It's mom's anniversary and this, that, and the other. Well, ProGifter is a brand new service launched by ProFlowers that is amazing. Easiest fail-proof way to never forget anything special. Look amazing all year. ProGifter service allows you to schedule not one, not two, but three bouquets, deliveries, boom, three different addresses or the same, up to a year in advance. So if you forget, you procrastinate, we all do, men and women, this is the best service for you. Three bouquets with vases, free shipping, all for $99. You're going to save time, you're going to save money, up to $70 in savings. ProFlowers buys direct, the best flowers, 7-day freshness guarantee, 7-point quality check before being shipped, so you know they are going to look good. And so will you. And that is a winner. I know what you're thinking. There's an occasion right now you should be sending flowers for right this very moment. Get on it. Go to ProFlowers.com. Look for the ProGifter banner right on the homepage. Pick your flowers. Set the delivery dates. Boom, you are done. That's ProFlowers.com. Look for the ProGifter banner right on the homepage. It's the Chad Benson Show.
It's not that he's particularly intuitive or even psychic. He's just weird this way. It's What's Next with Chad Benson.
What's next? Great article about Amazon getting ready to throw down with Walmart. What's next for the consumer? You hear all this stuff about, you know, VATs and which is value-added tax, and there's going to be tariffs, and there's going to be all these kind of things, and we're going to levy this, and we're going to... And you start thinking to yourself, what's that mean for me? Because we, again, are a consumer-based nation, right? Nom, 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 nom. We love to consume. It's what you and I love to do. We love cheap goods. Stock them deep and sell them cheap. That's what we want. Walmart and Amazon are getting ready to go to blows, which is great for us, right? That's great for us, the consumer. Is it bad for manufacturing? I don't know. And then again, I don't care because I'm not a manufacturer and I'm not manufacturing anything. All I know is I can get something that should be, you know, if I went to some other store, it's going to cost me $15 and I can get it for $6.92. Or I can wait a day and get it for $6.87. Great for the consumer. That's the one thing that Donald Trump walks a fine line on. Already, us as consumers have issues because over the last several years, we have not seen a pay raise, right? So our paychecks aren't going as far as they used to, meaning what was once a dollar is now probably worth 96 cents or 94 cents when you adjust for inflation. Now you want to talk about maybe adding on tariffs and taxes and this, that, and the other because you want to level this trading playing field from countries who you feel come over here. But we are the ones who are addicted to the consuming of cheap goods. You're going to have to change our minds first. So what's next for the consumer? That's a very interesting thing. I don't want to pay more for stuff. I don't want to pay more for stuff. I'm sorry that your job up and left and went over to some small town in China or Vietnam or a robot came in and decided, hey, I could do this better and cheaper. If it gives me cheap goods. I'm sorry about that, but only to the extent that that's the empathy. That's where it ends, is the saying, I'm sorry with that. As a consumer, I'm not sorry that I get to buy cheap stuff. I've never heard anybody go, God, this t-shirt cost me $8. I wish I would have paid $14 for it. Nobody's ever said that. We like cheap goods. The consumer right now, and the consumer index is up. We're positive. We're high. We're excited. It's moving in a good direction. It's moving in a direction that should make us all smile. I love that. There's optimism everywhere, right, Mr. Trump?
The optimism is so high. And I see the billions of dollars that are being invested by your people and your representatives in plant and equipment and jobs.
That's great. That's fantastic. You're going to invest money here. People are putting money in here. They're starting to bring stuff back, hoping and praying that the regulations are going to be chopped down. I think what's next for consumerism is we want our stuff still cheap. We want our deep discounts. We don't want to pay a lot. We're already putting, and if you don't think that's true, there's a reason that Sears and Payless and JCPenney and Kmart and all of these companies are struggling and close to going out of business. There's a reason that most of the malls are absolutely abandoned. It's because we are consuming in a much different way. And that way is value, value, value. Because our dollars don't go as far. Now, if all things being equal, we're all getting raises and all that was, that's one thing. But I tell you what, if you think raising the prices on something and then hoping that the wages catch up to it eventually is the way to go, I'm going to have to pass on that because I like consuming my goods cheap. And I think you do as well. That's what's next for consumerism. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, C-H-A-D-B-E-N-S-O-N, Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. Text the program, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. Joe Mixon, Tommy Lahren. I probably screwed up her name. She's from the Blaze. What do they have in common? Next, Chad Benson Show.
Chad Benson Show.
Independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
That is me, party people. Man, some people were testing, angry about my consumerism and my blasé attitude towards manufacturing. It's the truth. That's all it is. The truth is, this is what it is. People are always going to look for a cheaper way. You at your business will always look for a cheaper, better, more innovative way to do what you do to save you money. Why are manufacturers any different? Adapt or die. Because otherwise, you're no longer going to be competitive. And you know what happens then? You got no business. You got no jobs. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. It was funny because Phil said somebody said that I was, what did he say? I was paid off by the Chinese government?
Yes.
Ah, of course. Of course I am. I got news for you. Maybe they send it on a boat and it's coming over very slowly. It's packed in a giant crate, the money that I was paid off. But I have yet to see it. John, you want to talk about Trump and tariffs?
Yes. I know we're focusing on the one side of the story about tariffs here, but I think a big part of leveling the playing field is a lot of our goods are taxed, are tariffed very high in other countries. And he has to, you know, threaten them with taxes because threaten them with tariffs because what else do you do? It's like a country, you know, military action.
I completely understand. Cars are they're taxed at a ridiculous rate. They've got tariffs left, right, and center. I understand that. I do. But the difference between us and other nations is we consume so much, even in-house, if you will, that we can survive. And maybe it's short-sighted in some ways. And I understand that he wants to make it so he can bring jobs back. And he thinks that doing this is. But he also forgets that the voters who voted for him, we consume goods, and do you want to pay more than what you're paying for right now for your day-to-day goods? I don't think you do.
No, just a little. I might be willing to pay a few cents more, but yeah, not a lot. But I still think it would help our manufacturing here because there is a desire for American goods, higher end goods overseas, and yeah. Some of them are taxed or tariffed at ridiculous rates.
Oh, absolutely. Appreciate your call, man. Thanks so much. And yeah, you know what? He doesn't want to start a trade war. And I get what people are saying. Look, you know, people are texting me, Chad, I'm like, I get it. I understand. Nobody wants to start a trade war. There doesn't want to be a fight. But this is the world we live in. And we think about our pocketbooks first and foremost. I don't think about what's happening in Lima, Ohio. I don't think about what's happening outside of Cleveland, right? You know? I don't think about what's happening in Pennsylvania or some of these things. We think about when I go to the store, what am I buying and what is that costing me? How much does that cost me? And yeah, our stuff is ridiculously tariffed across the board in a lot of places. Absolutely it is. And it's horrible that it is. But this is also the lot we have, and this is what he's going to try to change. But if you get into a trade war, right, and all of a sudden you see your... Because remember, if overnight prices go up, you're not going to your bank and going, wait a minute, prices went up and nobody put extra money in my account. Are you kidding me? That's the way it works. It eventually may rise as goods get more expensive, right? And maybe there's more opportunity, better job market, better optimism. You may get better money, but it's not going to happen. The goods will out... The price of stuff will always outpace the price of your paycheck on average, right? And I'm not saying you, and you. Because obviously, tomorrow, you graduate, you become a lawyer, you become a doctor, you have this... All of a sudden, your paycheck explodes. That's one thing. I'm talking about as a whole, as a group, as a village. The price of the goods will outpace the paycheck. That is the issue. And if you want a trade war, which I don't think he does, and I think it's about negotiations, he also has to remember what kind of nation he is. We're a consumer nation. We love to consume. We do. Love to consume. Was her name Tommy Lauren? Laren? How do you say it, Phil? Is it Lauren? Laren? I don't know. She was on the Blaze. Laren. You got Joe Mixon, football player, Oklahoma. Probably the best prospect in the NFL. What do they have in common? They've got something people want. That's it. Each one of them has something that people want, so people will give them chances. Tommy Lauren hasn't done anything wrong. She was let go by the Blaze. She's more libertarian. I think she had some issues much deeper than what she said on The View that day that she was pro-choice. But I think that was the final straw. And Glenn Beck, you know, and them, they ceremoniously suspended her and then eventually, I think, parted ways with her. She was also, I think, the biggest thing that they had on the Blaze. She was. And it wasn't because she's... Let me be honest with you. And I'm going to throw this out there right now, kids. All right? And you call me a jerk, and you call me sexist, and you call me horrible, and I'm totally fine with that. But it's not because she comes with some great insight. It's not. It's not because she's got great insight. It's not because she's 24 years old. At 24, I was doing a national talk show in London. I had no business doing a talk show like that. Zero. No business. Because I was 24. I didn't know anything. I hadn't lived my life. You know what I bring to this job? Experience in failure and experience in success. Seeing how lots of people around the world are able to live and survive, how they do it. I bring with knowledge that I received over a period of time. Could I have done this at 28? No. Could I have done it at 30? Probably not. 35? I did. But am I better because it took me all of those learning experiences? Yes. But she's hot, right? She's got a banging body. She's beautiful. That's it. Sounds horrible. She may be brilliant. She may be nice. But people watch her because if she was 200 pounds, she's not on the Blaze. Are we all safe to say that now? Right? If she was 200 pounds, she's not on The View. If she goes 250, right? Where's the size 20? Producer Phil, you're a connoisseur of the ladies as much as I am. You think she's getting a shot anywhere?
No, probably not. At least not on Fox.
Yeah, there you go. Honesty. It's horrible. It's disgusting. I know. We don't like it anymore. There. Joe Mixon, football player, hit a woman, saw it on film. He was reprimanded for it. Film came out 2 years after all of that took place. Horrible decision. You don't hit a woman. Although I will say this, you don't hit anybody. And she hit him. And they said some stuff. And it was stupid. And it was ignorant. And it was foolish on everybody's part. Because nobody should have been in a situation like that. Are you defending him? I'm not defending anybody. I'm defending you don't put your hands on another human being. Unless they do it first and you're protecting yourself. What's Joe Mixon have? Talent. Fast. He's a beast. Oh, the NFL, they didn't invite him to the combine. Teams are saying, we're staying away from him. He's got talent. He's going to go, I think, in the first round. He is. Because when you look like she does, and you got talent like he does, for all of the other stuff, there's always a chance out there. Right? For all of the circus that comes with it, there's a chance. That's life. That is life right there in a nutshell. She's hot, and he's a hot commodity, even though right now he's probably too hot to touch, but somebody will. Somebody's going to take him, and they're going to say, I spoke to my wife and my daughters. And I knew this would be something, but we've looked in the past of this young man. And it was an incident that he feels remorse and regret from. He wants to move on with his life. He's apologized. And we're going to give him a chance because we think he deserves a second chance. And we're not here to say what he did was right because it was absolutely the wrong thing to do. That's what they're going to say. When the entire time, what they're really saying is, this guy runs a 4.5 40. He's 220 pounds. He's going to steamroll people. He's going to rush for 125 yards a game. He's a beast. That's what they're really thinking. Care less about the rest of the stuff. Talent, beauty will get you second chances day in, day out, all the time. Speaking of second chances, it's called a segue. Your portfolio sometimes needs a second chance. It needs a soft landing. Stocks go up and go down. In this day and age, we've got... Look, I'm not worried about a nuclear war. I'm not worried about the zombie apocalypse. But there are going to be times when you're going to see a fluctuation in this stock market because the one thing the stock market likes is stability. And this, right now, is an unstable time. So what do you do? Well, first and foremost, you call Goldco Precious Metals. It's a company I trust. I'll tell you why. They're going to give you real insight on how to invest in gold and precious metals. And the reason for that is gold and the precious metals, they are a two-pronged attack. First and foremost, opportunity to invest and make a ton of money is always in it there, right? I mean, you got it. That's gold. I'm holding on to it. It's great. But also, should the market start to go, what do you have? Soft landing. Gold will rise in price and will protect the downside of what your portfolio is losing. It's understanding the marketplace. Goldco Precious Metals will help you do that. They're honest, they're ethical, they're knowledgeable. They're going to give you advice on how to protect what you've worked so hard for, but also how to truly invest in precious metals. I want you to give them a buzz today. First and foremost, go to my website I got with them. It's called BensonGold.com. I'm Benson, BensonGold.com. You get started with your free IRA guide from Gold Co. That's BensonGold.com, BensonGold.com. Check it out. Check them out. Gold Co. Precious Metals. They won't steer you wrong. I won't steer you wrong. It's the Chad Benson Show.
You call it ridiculous. We call it reality with a twist. Say what?
So apparently, the T-Rex was a sensitive lover. Did you guys know that? Apparently, he liked to love on the ladies, took care of them. Right? Probably wrote him poetry with his little arms. Got those little itty bitty arms, right? Night probably. Do you want to cuddle? Oh yeah, and they just you have to squirm up to him because he's got those itty bitty arms. I've been really trying, baby. He's like, hey baby, come on over to my house tonight, my cave. I just killed myself a woolly mammoth. I skinned a saber tooth. We can lay by the fire. We can relax, make a little sweet. We can Netflix and chill. Oh, yeah. Yeah, we can. Oh, don't worry, baby girl. You never met a T-Rex like me. You got to stop dating some of those other ginormous creatures and come on over here to the little folks, because I'm gentle. The love I give you. Oh, yeah, it is. How would anybody know that? That was my thing when I saw that. I was like, how does anybody know that? Is there a book of poetry? It's like, wow, this guy was so sensitive. It was almost like this T-Rex knew what that T-Rex was thinking. Like he was inside of her mind, understanding her. Her heart and her soul. Was there drawings on the wall? Right? Like a heart? I'm curious. Like, how would you know? Like, this is my thing with science. When they come back and they say, 785 million years ago, there was a bigger ozone layer than now. I'm like, how do you know that? There's a ring on a tree. Shut up. Shut up, guessy. Well, you know, we got a stick. We stick it down in the ice. And we could decide at that point in time about the ice. And so that's how. How do you know? How do you know, and why do you know? That's even a better one. Why do you know, and why do you care? They're like, this could change everything. It changes nothing. It doesn't. I've seen, okay? I have seen Jurassic Park. They may be sensitive lovers, but they are not nice outside of that. So unless they're attracted to you, you're gonna die. Just, I'm putting it out there. That's your job. How would you feel about that? Like, that's your job. What are you doing? Working hard on what? Finding out about how sensitive a lover of the T-Rex was? God. By the way, it was super sensitive. Candles. You should be so lucky. By the way, Uber has not been hurt by the scandal when it comes to millennials using Uber. Because A, they don't pay attention, so they probably don't even know there's a scandal, right? And B, it's not a taxi, right? Uber's bigger problems aren't the we're getting sued by this person or that person. Uber's bigger problems are we're getting sued by states and cities who don't want us there because they get paid big money by unions who run taxis, and they don't want their ass around there because they don't like competition. That is the bigger issue. Well, you don't know who you're getting. I don't know who I'm getting now as my taxi guy, right? Like, do you know the taxi guy? No. It's in a yellow taxi. Doesn't make any safer. Just saying. But the kids don't care. They don't. None of them care. So despite all of the craziness and the lawsuits and the he hung out with Trump, so he's got to be a bad guy, and despite all of that stuff, the truth is it doesn't affect. Because we are in a finicky, fickle society that does not care on certain issues. Right? They like Apple. Even though Apple is a big, mean, evil corporation and they hate capitalism. No, they like Apple. Kids just don't care. Pick and choose. The Chad Benson Show Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBensonShow.com. Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. It's the Chad Benson Show.
This is the Chad Benson Show.